Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Thought you could find a worse press secretary than Jen Psaki, but Karine Jean-Pierre is having serious problems. It doesn't matter. She doesn't even have to be able to read or speak English, for that matter, because, you see, she's black and she's gay, and she's an immigrant, and so, therefore, she's the greatest press secretary of all time. It doesn't matter if the IQ is zero and she can't even speak for herself. Which is the problem, is the case, and so she gets caught up with really tough questions like, hey, what is the Biden administration doing about the record high gas prices? See, Psaki would go through the debate of, oh, do I deny and lie, or do I go off the response that we have scripted here from the Democrat Party talking points, and then she would be able to at least look you in the eye and lie to you and communicate like a lizard human. Psaki could talk. Karine Jean-Pierre has to read off of cue cards. And so when all you have is a literal cue card of scripted responses, communication becomes pretty tough. And here's an example of that in clip 11.
Administration has done up to this point on the policy side of things. I also understand it's a global marketplace. Given the fact that they keep hitting new highs, are there new initiatives, new policy proposals that your team is working through right now that could possibly have an effect that you could roll out in the weeks ahead if prices continue where they've been?
So everything's on the table, as you heard us say over the last couple of weeks. But I do want to say, look, you know, if you look at what happened when Putin started amassing troops on the border with Russia, the price of gas has increased by $1.51.
It increased by more than that before.
And I also want to add, because this is really important so that people understand and flag that similar issues are happening around the world. In the EU, gas is $8.15 per gallon and has increased by $1.74.
Because Biden gave Russia control of the pipelines.
$8.88 per gallon. It has increased $2.16. In Canada, gas is $6.23 per gallon and has increased $1.93.
Because Biden ended the pipeline deals.
Since December of 2021. This is to your point, Phil, which is this is a global challenge. This is something that everyone is feeling across the globe. But we understand that prices, these gas prices, including food prices in particular, those two things, as we look at inflation and trying to make sure that we're fighting inflation in every way that we can.
Another thing they cause.
It's hurting families.
Yeah, your policy. So imagine it. Pause it real quick. So imagine it. They have public policy, the Democrats have public policy that they're going to stop what they call greenhouse gases or carbon emissions or fossil fuels or oil companies, and that's their public policy, and then they implement their public policy, and then prices skyrocket. They shut down pipelines, they cut off energy, prices skyrocket, they give Russia control of the pipelines, the key pipelines in Europe, and prices skyrocket. And then Jean-Pierre sits there and says, yes, well, you know, this is Russia's fault. And, well, this is just a worldwide problem. And, you know, it might even be worse in Europe than it is for you here. And so, but see, what's the problem? She's just reading off of cue cards. Imagine trying to be the press secretary for the President of the United States, and you just have a little pamphlet in front of you with your scripted responses, your cue card of responses, and you're supposed to just read off that for whatever litany of questions you may receive from the media, and you just have to look down and read off a cue card. Yeah, that's going to be a problem. That's going to be a challenge to try to properly communicate when you literally have a finite list of things you can say. But hey, They have public policy. We're shutting off the oil. Oh, you're shutting off the oil, then prices go up. And then they say, well, we don't know why these prices are going up. We'll try to figure it out. But it's their own public policy.
I want to take a minute out to address the viewers and listeners of InfoWars and to remind you that we've been vindicated and that world government and its tyrannical aim of depopulation is now out in the open. Everything you and I have done together has been historic. And we cannot continue in this fight without your support. I want to encourage you all to be part of history right now, while you still can, to get the third and final coin in the Founding Member Coin Series, the Come and Take It Free Men Bear Arms Coins at 1776coin.com. In just a few days, this coin will be gone forever. And you will have the coin in your possession and know you helped InfoWars stay on air at the most critical time in our 28-year history. So I want to thank you all for your support. I want to encourage you all to be part of history and to get this historic memento that keeps us on air at InfoWarsStore.com or 1776coin.com while you still can.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
And it's an honor to be with you on this Tuesday, June 7th, 2022, live edition of the Alex Jones Show. Alex is taking a well-deserved, and I'm sure much-needed, vacation. So, Alex, I love you. We all love you, Alex, and we miss you. But please, enjoy some time off. Refresh the batteries. And if you're tuning in today expecting Alex Jones, I'm sorry. I'll try my best. I'll try my best to fulfill your desire for the truth, unvarnished, uncensored, like is tradition here on the Alex Jones Show for more than two decades. And I'm also going to be here live with you all the way through the end of the war room, so double duty. And I do have 6 hours of news to cover easily, maybe even more, so we may have to cram. Let's look at the waterfront today. Now, I don't like talking about January 6th. Because of ongoing legal stuff. But obviously I'm innocent, and so therefore I can't lose. Now, I could have a rigged case against me, which is the case, or I could not do well in court, but that would just be political persecution by bad people against me, by the worst people of this country. Being politically persecuted by them, that's an honor. That's a victory. But there are big developments in the January 6th narrative now, or at least the Democrats are trying to bring it back, because everything else has failed them, folks. They cannot figure out what is going to get people to the polls. And so they're going through this cycle now. Repeat cycle now, and they're back on January 6th. Now, notice, they've tried Ukraine, they've tried abortion, they've tried everything under the sun, and that was after they already tried January 6th, and that didn't work. But now they're back on January 6th, and the same people that promised you, like Adam Schiff and others, remember, they promised you that they had proof of Russian collusion. Well, I mean, I can sit here and tap on my watch, but I'd be doing that for the rest of my life, because there is no evidence of Russian collusion, because there never was any Russian collusion, and now we all know it was just made up by Hillary Clinton and her campaign. But see, Adam Schiff and the Democrats that promised you, they promised that they would show the evidence that they had of Russian collusion. Think about the boldness of those liars to stand up there and tell you they are going to give you something that they don't have and they know doesn't exist. Now they're doing the same thing with January 6th, saying, we've got more evidence, we've got more this, we've got more that. Yeah, well, you've been doing proctology exams of everybody that you could possibly could involved with January 6th, and everyone's cooperating with you because nobody has anything to hide. And so let's see if they do decide they're going to try to piece something together for a public viewing. I think that's their plan, as they now hired an ABC News producer or news editor to now run the Democrat Party propaganda over January 6th. And I'm pretty sure it was the same guy who helped ABC News spike the Jeffrey Epstein story. Remember that? With Gina Rohrbach? Yeah, the same people that cover up sex trafficking are the ones that are going to put out a media puff piece for their own political purposes about January 6th. But I'll cover that later. You heard Jean Pierre in the first segment. I don't know how it's not a bigger news story, and I know it's kind of a big news story, but I mean, this should be like, this is like a 5-alarm fire at this point. Are we in a recession? Are we in a depression? What is going on now? Gas prices have doubled. Energy prices are skyrocketing. Your grocery bill. I mean, everything is just going up right now. It's unbelievable. And it's all in the mainstream news. I mean, nobody's even denying it. But when do they tell you you're in a recession? When do they tell you you're in a depression? Or when do they tell you, actually, this is all planned to destroy you and to put you into a new caste system in a world government? You're now impoverished for the rest of your life because, well, you're producing too much of a carbon emission. See? And I've got it all lined up, how they're doing it, how they admit it, how they brag about it. But that's just the next level. Every day now is a new national average of price per gallon gas reaching a record high. It's now at $4.91, national average highest it's ever been. And it's going up. And then you've got people saying, I can't afford rent, I can't afford my grocery bill anymore, I can't afford my energy bill anymore. And then Biden comes out and makes statements saying, best economic recovery ever, best economy in the history of America. Literally, he makes these statements. But then you read the news and there's nothing of the sort there. But the important thing to understand is, it's all being done by design. It's not by accident. It is their public policy. How do you think you're going to stop man-made climate change, folks? You're going to have to get rid of man, aren't you? You're going to have to stop the man in that equation. Have you figured it out yet? We're going to stop man-made climate change. Well, what's the first word of that? Man. They're going to stop man. Sounds satanic. It is. Then, I mean, at this point, could Hillary Clinton, like, leave a trace of DNA at a suicide scene and still get away with it? No, I'm sure that the Clintons are perfectly innocent. I shouldn't bring up the Clintons. It's just another Clinton associate shot and hung himself. That's a new one. I don't know what's more ridiculous. A Clinton associate, Vince Foster, I believe it was, chopped himself up into little bitty pieces and put himself in a duffel bag. He did that all on his own. Look out, David Blaine. Look out, Chris Angel. Clinton friends are chopping themselves up, putting themselves in duffel bags, and now blasting themselves apart with a shotgun, and then hanging themselves from a tree. Wow. Family of Bill Clinton advisor, who admitted Jeffrey Epstein into White House 7 times, has blocked release of files detailing the death scene after he was found hanging from a tree with a shotgun blast. What? I mean, he hung himself and shot himself with a shotgun. Why is this so hard to believe? So what? It's another Clinton associate that commits suicide. They just know a lot of people. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Then you have Hunter Biden. More images leaking from, I don't even know where these things are coming from now. I don't know if it's all from the same laptop or there are new images coming out, but as if you didn't have enough. Now you've got Hunter Biden. He always seems to be naked using drugs with hookers. I don't know. Always seems to be naked using drugs with hookers and wanting to capture the evidence of this for a video or a photo. And now he's seen with an illegal firearm. I mean, I don't know if it's actually illegal or not. There's no paperwork. And that's the Democrats' law. But he's holding a gun. He's got his finger on the trigger. He's naked, using drugs with a hooker. And I don't know. Is that the same gun that he abandoned in a dumpster behind a school? Was that the same gun? I don't know. Is the gun that Hunter Biden is seen gripping in the latest images, is that the same gun that he ditched in a dumpster behind a schoolyard? I don't know. I'm sure CNN will be all over it, though. I'm sure tonight, Rachel Maddow, I'm sure ABC World News, I'm sure it'll be that they will be asking the questions. Is Hunter Biden's gun from the new image with him using drugs with a hooker, is it the same gun he...
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
President Joe Biden has been an absolute unmitigated disaster, but that's exactly what he was put in to do. And it's incredible today to see the lies coming from the White House, coming from Joe Biden. Who is buying this stuff? Here's some of the tweets that have come from the president's account today. Tell me if this offends you. From Joe Biden this morning. The fact is, America is in a stronger economic position today than just about any other country in the world. Really, is that why the dollar is crashing and the ruble is going up? Is that why countries are about to start doing gas deals and oil deals not using the U.S. dollar? That's interesting to me. That's a strong economic position? Seems he'd be lying there. Independent experts have projected that the United States economy could grow faster. Well, could. Well, anything could happen, I suppose. Could grow faster than China's economy this year. Oh. That hasn't happened since 1976, when Joe Biden was in office, by the way. Yeah, he's been around that long. More from the president. Because of our actions last year, 2021 marked the largest deployment of solar, wind, and batteries in the U.S. history. Today, I'm building on that progress by authorizing the Defense Production Act. Here we go, folks. Brace yourself for this. To lower energy costs, strengthen the power grid, and create good-paying jobs. Funny, because energy costs are only going up. All we hear about now is how there's going to be rolling blackouts all summer because of the heat. Oh, it's never been hot before? And then create good-paying jobs. Really, that's why no one can afford anything anymore? Amazing. Everything he says, the opposite is true. He continues to lie. At the time I took office about 16 months ago, the economy had stalled and COVID was out of control. Actually, the economy was booming when Trump was in office. And actually, there have been more COVID deaths since you were in office, the first year, in fact, that you were in office, than the year Trump was in office with COVID. So two lies there. Today, thanks to the economic plan and the vaccination plan that my administration put in action, again, Trump's vaccine plan, Operation Warp Speed, this is an incredible one to me. The Democrats are literally trying to take responsibility for the death shot. And Trump's not even letting them have it. Trump is like, no, I want responsibility for that death shot. Biden says, it was my death shot. So literally Trump's vaccine plan, too. I mean, incredible. But Biden says it says, America has achieved the most robust recovery in modern history. Again, that would be, if you could make that claim, it would be Trump that could make that claim. By almost every economic metric. It's incredible, isn't it? So you might say, boy, how can a president, how can a man get away with such lies? Well, it's pretty easy when the media covers for you and when your voters have barely a double-digit IQ. That's how. It's called Democrats. And boy, oh boy, are they an absolute cancer on this country. Boy, oh boy, are they a death sentence for any prosperous civilization. Here's what's really going on. Washington Post 2020. November 2020, Washington Post. Conservatives predict gas prices will spike under Joe Biden. Experts say those fears are overblown. And yet here we are today. Gas prices have more than doubled, and we have a record high in all 50 states. I guess they lied to you then, too. They always lie to you. They always lie. Pete Buttigieg slams GOP as going to war with Mickey Mouse while Dems find solutions to inflation. You mean the Democrats caused the inflation? It's incredible. Democrats say they're finding a solution to inflation. No, Democrats are causing inflation. Why? How is this Twilight Zone even real? Here's Democrats causing inflation, and then they say, we're finding a solution to inflation. No, you're causing the inflation. And what does that even mean, GOP going to war with Mickey Mouse? You have Ron DeSantis, the Republican governor of Florida, dealing with Disney World there. Other than that, where is the GOP going to war with Mickey Mouse? I mean, it's just lies on top of lies. If the Democrats couldn't lie, they wouldn't be able to talk. But so here's what actually happens. And we all know this is their public policy. If you understand they want to stop man-made climate change, understand they want to stop man. Well, how do you stop man-made climate change? Well, you stop man. So the Democrats want to stop man. They want to stop humanity. Do you understand that yet? They're trying to stop humanity. But it's just the globalists. The Democrats are just either dumb enough to fall for it or corrupt enough to buy into it. Earth Justice launches Gulf Regional Office, that's in Houston, led by Jen Powis, the new managing attorney. So it's a bunch of leftists starting this place there in Houston because, you know, Texas is a big oil state. And it's all about defeating man-made climate change and stopping fossil fuels and oil and coal. Oh, okay, and then what happens? Well, your energy prices double and triple and quadruple, and nobody can afford life anymore. And the Democrats do it. And then they say, we're solving the problem. And then they cause every problem. L.A. announces Marta Segura as first chief heat officer as city prepares for hot summer months. They have a whole new department, the Office of Climate Emergency Mobilization. And again, it's the same thing. They're going to stop man-made climate change. In other words, they're going to stop man. They're going to stop you. Okay, so that's their public policy. That's their plan. They tell you all of it. And then what happens? You have national average of gas per gallon reaching record high in all 50 states. It's not just gas prices. Electricity rates are up 77 to 233% in the last year. So they announce all these plans. Of course there's inflation, but it's really the consumer price index, the supply chain crisis, and the Democrats shutting off your energy. That's what's really causing the economic strain more so than even inflation at this point. That's why you're really heading into a depression now. So they say, we're going to eliminate carbon emissions. We're going to stop man-made climate change. That's stopping man. And then they announce all their public policy and how they're going to do it. And then the result is what? All the prices go up and there's scarcity. And they say, oh, we're going to solve these problems as it's their public policy to cause them. So what? So then your rent goes up. You can't afford rent. We're all afraid. Washington Post. We're all afraid. Massive rent increases hit mobile homes. Park rents are doubling or tripling as high demand, low inventory, and a rise in corporate owners takes a toll on one of the nation's biggest sources of affordable housing. But I thought it was the most robust recovery. I thought it was the most high-paying jobs. But now more people are looking to rent space in mobile homes and live in mobile homes or out of their vans? So there you go. Oh, and then you can't get any goods either. Ship pollution is rising as the U.S. waits for world leaders to act. Yeah, they're sick of ships and trucks burning fuel. Hey, stop that ship. Sir, this has necessary items for this country. Stop that ship. Stop that truck. And then the whole economy.
The Internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones was right. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now, everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now, the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar, and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done, and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Now, the Democrats got a big problem, and that's despite all their propaganda and all their attempts to prop Biden up and keep Trump down, the latest approval numbers are in, and still, Biden is way lower than Donald Trump. Way lower. Pretty amazing. In fact, he's been lower than Trump for about half of his presidency, and I would expect he'll remain lower for the rest.
So what do you do? What do you do when the guy that you've propped up, the reanimated husk of a 50-year lifelong career criminal politician, and nobody buys your media anymore, nobody buys your propaganda anymore, nobody buys your lies anymore, and he's such a failure that the American people obviously see what's going on, the blatant theft of the 2020 election. Biden didn't even campaign. Trump got 50,000 average at events. Biden gets more votes than Obama. I mean, you can go on and on, but you know the point. So the point is that, and imagine if the media wasn't lying about Trump all day long and they weren't lying about Biden all day long to protect him. Trump's approval rating would probably be up above 60 all the time and Biden's would be below 40. But that's if we had a real media. That's if we lived in reality. We lived in the corrupt clown world now. So Biden only trails Trump by, like, you know, 10 points on the approval rating scale. It's only going to continue to go down as gas prices continue to go up and the consumer price index continues to go up. So what do you do? What do you do if you're the Democrats? You've just been caught red-handed stealing the 2020 presidential election. Do you really want to double down and steal it in the light of day again in the midterms? That might be your only choice. What do? You've tried all these things to see if you could activate voters to get to the polls, and they all kind of fell flat. Interest in Ukraine is down. They didn't really get many people to show up at Roe vs. Wade stuff. They're not ready to fully go national with a midterm campaign on pro-pedophilia, like drag queen dance time for kids. I mean, what else have they tried? What else have they tried in the last 12 months to try to activate voters that's just failed? They got the gun control issue. It's all fallen flat. It's all fallen flat. They're not producing numbers. They're not producing interest, and it's not going to produce voters. So now they're going back to January 6th. And they don't even hide it anymore. They publish their plan on the front page of the New York Times. January 6th hearings give Democrats a chance to recast midterm message. That came out first thing this morning for the front page of the New York Times. January 6th hearings give Democrats a chance to recast midterm message. In other words, they're going to use January 6th as their main issue entering the midterms. Now, are they settling on this now, considering we've only got 154 days left to the midterms? Or are they going to abandon this ship when they realize it's a failing operation as well and move on to whatever the next current thing is? And they hired a news producer from ABC News, a director, to hype this up for a made-for-television event. Now imagine, they've gone through thousands of individuals' emails and texts and everything for the last year and a half looking to find anything. And, of course, they found nothing because there's nothing there. So now what they're going to do is they're going to basically put all that through a filter and do what you might call selective editing or cherry picking so that they can bring certain things up out of context, present them to the public to try to sway public opinion against Republicans and to continue their agenda of demonizing patriots and excusing their political prisoners. Now, that's what they're going to do. Is it going to take? Is America going to buy it? I don't think so, but that's what the Democrats are going to do. They're already showing their hand. That's their plan. This is the most evil, criminal, hate-filled terrorist group in the history of America is the Democrat Party. And someday the Democrat Party, if America can survive this, will go down in the annals of history right next to the KKK, because that's where it came from. And once America rids itself of the Democrat Party, we will have our next great renaissance. We will have our next great boom. We will have our next golden era. But first we must put the corruption and the crime and the lies and the deception and the hate and the terrorism of the Democrat Party behind us. But until that day comes, we'll continue to put up with this BS, and they'll continue to lie, and they'll continue to do TV stunts for political points. Think about it. They have political prisoners right now that they're torturing in jail, the Democrats are, all for political points. That's how little they value human life. We all know about their abortion stance, but they're willing to torture people in cells for their own political points. That's how sick the Democrat Party is. And the Republican Party just sits there and watches them. And Adam Schiff, the same guy who told you that he has proof of Russian collusion, multiple times Adam Schiff told you that. That he has the proof, and he was going to show you the proof. He's yet to show that proof, because he never had the proof, because there was no proof, because there was no Russian collusion. Adam Schiff is a liar. And now he says that he has proof of what on January 6th? I don't know. He just says, we've got new evidence. There's a great deal they haven't seen. Oh, you're right. You're right. The general public hasn't gone into people's private emails and messages like you freaks have. That's true. Yes, the general public has not read through thousands of Americans' emails and texts like a bunch of sycophant, psychotic freaks like you, Adam Schiff. You're right. You're right, Adam Schiff. Most people don't go through people's private messages for their own political stunts. That's a you thing, Adam Schiff. That's a you thing. And where is your Russian collusion evidence, Adam Schiff? Oh, that's right. It doesn't exist. You lied about that, too. But I'm sure you're being honest about this, Schiff. So then I see this. New. The coming collapse of Donald Trump's January 6th conspiracy. Part 8. Ali Alexander. And I'm like, this is curious. I wonder what they're saying here. So I go to try to read this from Seth Abramson. And oh! Sorry, it's behind a paywall. The information is so important, folks. The information is so important. It's a matter of national security. It's so important that Seth Abramson wants you to pay $20 to read his story that I'm sure is a giant nothing burger. So, man, I'm really curious. I want to find out. What did Ali Alexander do, Seth? Tell me. Blocked by your paywall. Funny for a communist. Funny thing for a communist. Funny thing indeed. But it's not working. Bloomberg Politics. Headline. Voters aren't punishing GOP candidates over January 6th Capitol attack. Capitol attack. But it's a peaceful protest when you burn and murder and rape and everything else you guys love to do. No, they're backing them. No, what the problem is the Democrats. That's your problem. Democrats are scumbag, lying, deceitful demons, and people realize that now. That has nothing to do with January 6th, although I guess it does, because what you're doing over January 6th is so criminal and so dangerous. Even Tulsi Gabbard gets it. Tulsi Gabbard shreds Biden administration. They weaponize government against the people. But it's actually worse than that, Tulsi. They weaponize the government against their political opposition. So yeah, it's against we the people. It's against their political opposition. They've turned the government into a force for their agenda, for their party politics. And then again, oh, the Proud Boys. There are more charges against the Proud Boys. What about Black Lives Matter and Antifa that are responsible for the largest, most dangerous, murderous, and expensive riots in U.S. history? Anything for them? No. DOJ, FBI? No, they're not interested. Not interested. And they've got more. We've got more footage now of the police murdering Roseanne Boylan that day. And so everything they tell you about January 6th is a lie, but the Democrats still believe all the lies, even though all the people that died that day were Trump supporters killed by police, including an unarmed woman. Normally the liberals would care about that, but not in this case.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Coming in. I don't even know how you guys are like a lighting crew at a concert or something. It's all timed up. That's amazing stuff right there. The InfoWars crew, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe I should just shut up. Let them take over here. Give you a little light show. I don't know. I mean, that's just the kind of stuff we're into here. We like life, you know? We like life. We like God's creation. We like nature. We like music. Horns, strings, vocals, we like it all. What can we say? We're just lovers of life, that's all. We're just big-time lovers of life. And we see the enemies of life trying to destroy it and annihilate it and make it suffer and torment and torture. And you know what? We don't take too kindly to that here. We don't really like that. Not really fans of that. So we fight it. We fight it tooth and nail. And Alex has been fighting it for 20-plus years, folks. And look, I got to tell you, And believe me, I'm not claiming to be a victim. I hop on the roller coaster and buckle myself in every day and with a big smile on my face, with my arms up in the air. But it really is tiring. I've only been here at InfoWars for 6 years now, being on air 6 days a week for like 2 or 3 years now. And I can't even imagine with the commitment and veracity of Alex Jones doing it for 20-plus years. So really just incredible stuff. But it's this audience. It's the audience of activists. It's the audience of people that go out and pay it forward and spread the word and share the links and tell other individuals about what's happening on the planet and red pill them. That's what InfoWars is all about. And we fund ourselves. We don't have big pharmaceutical sponsors, big Hollywood sponsors, big billionaire leftist activists controlling our message. No, we're totally independent because we sell our own supplements. Because we want you to be healthy. And that's what the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com are all about. Here's a perfect example. We know that a lot of people are deficient in vitamin D, specifically in the winter. Now, I know it's not winter right now. But we said, huh, people are deficient in vitamin D, kids in particular. So let's put out a supplement that's just vitamin D that kids might like. And we don't market it to kids, but I'm telling you, this would be a great thing for your kids every morning. Get them their vitamin D, and it's the vitamin D3 gummies, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Buyer beware. You'll have one or two, and you'll want to eat the whole bottle because they taste great. So your kids will love them, too. That's just one example. And this is part of the Super Summer Sale happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Super Summer Sale. Double Patriot points with every order that can be used towards future purchases. So you go make a big purchase right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Go look at your Patriot points, and you'll see you'll have a bunch stockpiled there. A lot of people don't even realize the Patriot points. You might have a bunch stocked up already. And then you can use those points for future purchases. You'll probably have enough built up already to make a purchase on one of your favorite supplements or one of the T-shirts at InfoWarsStore.com. Immune support formula, 60% off. Whole food multivitamin, 40% off. Those are just two things in the supplement world that are some of the most popular things. Just all natural ingredients into a liquid tincture to build your immune support. We went out, sourced the best stuff, and now it's the immune support formula, 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Same thing with a multivitamin. You just go out, you source all, you know, these different vitamins and minerals, and you just cram it into a pill. You call it a multivitamin. People love it. They get a bunch of nutrients in one pill. 100% of their daily value in one pill. That's what we've done with the Whole Food multivitamin on sale, 40% off. It's the Super Summer Sale at InfoWarsStore.com. And we thank you for all your support over the years. All right. Where's my video list? Here we go. Here we are. Let's see what we've got here. All right. You know what? Let me just... Yeah, we'll do that later. We will do that later. Let's do this. We've got MSNBC and BBC combining now, telling you they want to take all the guns, ban all the guns, so they want to defund police and they want to disarm civilians. Boy, who could possibly see where that situation could go? And so here's the BBC reporter telling the MSNBC reporter it's time to just ban all the guns.
Today is the 157th day of the year, and there have been at least 246 mass shootings so far.
Right,
that's
there.
An average.
Have
of
you
11.
Noticed? Have you noticed that all of a sudden the liberal mainstream media cares about mass shootings? Have you noticed that? This is not a new phenomenon. It's not a new phenomenon, and the vast majority happen in Democrat-run cities that have gun control by non-whites. But that's why the Democrats and the liberal media never talk about them. But now they're desperate to take your guns because they're more criminal than ever. And so they're deciding now they're going to talk about all the mass shootings. But it'll be interesting to see how are they going to walk the tightrope, how are they going to walk the high wire of talking about all the mass shootings and violent crime happening in their own backyards. in every Democrat-run city is where they're going to be covering most of this violent crime. That's where it's happening. That's where all the spikes are happening. So how are they going to get away with covering the violent crime in a weird promotion of gun control? Oh, there's a lot of criminals out there, a lot of criminal activity. Let's take your guns. Okay, let's see how that works for them. That's what they're going with. But then how are they going to avoid the subject and the fact that all this crime happens in the Democrat-run cities? That's going to be an interesting high wire for them, a balancing act. But they're going to give it a go. And so, but here they continue now where you have a bunch of limeys, a bunch of redcoats again here. Again, the British telling us to take to turn our guns in. Just incredible stuff. Continue.
Is normal life in America, Joe?
Yeah, and
in Democrat-run cities.
Again, I think, Catty Kay, I'm so glad you're here.
Pause there again. Yeah. It's normal life for Americans in Democrat-run cities. It's normal life for Americans in Democrat-run cities. So they've already answered my question. That's how they're going to leave it out. They're just going to act like you don't know it. They're not going to mention it. Continue.
Queen's Jubilee, but whenever I talk to good friends from Britain, conservative friends from Britain, Tories from Britain, people who share a lot of the same views as I do on Western civilization, on culture, on politics, on small government, they will look
small
at me
government.
They always have and say, you Americans and your guns. Well, like, what's wrong? And the contrast, and it's between the United States and Great Britain, is so striking, considering we share so much in common. But in this one area, it's just the difference is just shocking, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, this is making it very hard for allies of America, friends of America, people who love this country as I do, have lived here for very long, to defend the country at the moment when every single morning we wake up and there is another mass shooting and we keep getting asked, what is going on in that country? Why can't they fix this? In the UK, you know this, Joe, they fixed it. It was a conservative government that fixed the United Kingdom's gun problem in 1980 after a mass shooting. They banned assault weapons in 1990s. They banned handguns after one school shooting is all it took in Dunblane, Scotland, and the United Kingdom banned handguns. It now has amongst the lowest rate of gun deaths of any westernized countries, and that was a conservative government that did it. America stands out as a complete exception. This is America's exceptional problem. Its relationship with guns and the number of guns in this country and the seeming tolerance for the number of people that get killed by guns in this country, including children in schools. No other Western country.
So, that's just an outright lie. It's just an outright lie. There are plenty of countries that have stricter gun control laws and higher rates of gun crime. See Mexico, see Brazil. That's just two examples. Just two examples. Are those Western Hemisphere countries, by the way? Oh, but she says, oh, I'm an ally. I just want to take all your guns. I just want to disarm you. Of course. That's how it happens throughout human history. Your ally shows up and takes your guns. Your ally shows up and takes your defense. Your ally shows up and you turn in your weapons. They demand your weapons. That's how the ally...
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I want to take a minute out to address the viewer.